Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. As we were completing the class in our last session, we were talking about the conversion of Saul and why he was baptized. Ananias told him, "Arise and be baptized, and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord." That's making an appeal to God for your salvation. He did not tell Saul to say the sinner's prayer. He told him to call on the name of the Lord by arising and being baptized. Calling on the name of the Lord is not what you say, it's what you do. And that's what Saul did. And so he made his appeal to God for his salvation by complying to the command to be baptized. Now, there's an objection to this, and that is it involved Ananias, who baptized him. And some say baptism could not be part of God's plan of salvation because it involves a third party. And Elam addressed this in his notes. It says sometimes persons object to the plan of salvation revealed in the Scriptures because it makes men depend on a third person. Here God requires Saul to be led by another. He is not a believer into Damascus, and then depended upon yet another for needed instruction as to why he should do what he should do to find forgiveness from God. God uses men, both good and evil, in carrying out his purpose. And to object to a plan of the Lord because it requires the office of a third person arises from a lack of confidence in God's ability to have the person where and when he needs him. It betrays a distrust in God's power to do his work his own chosen way. Like all truly penitent ones, Paul's desired to build up that which he had done so much to tear down, and he began at once to preach that Jesus is the Christ, and soon suffered such persecution as he had heaped on others. I turned my page in the little Sunday school book we are consulting, and I see that our next lesson is indeed Paul begins his great career. And we're going to read in just a moment from Acts chapter 9, verses 20 through 31. But before we do, I want to remind you, the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And today, we're looking at an old Sunday school lesson prepared by E. A. Elam for the Sunday schools of May the 24th, 1925. The lesson text is Acts chapter 9, verses 20 through 31. And straightway in the synagogues, he proclaimed Jesus that he is the Son of God. And all that heard him were amazed and said, "Is this not he that in Jerusalem made havoc of them that called on his name? And he had come hither for this intent, that he might bring them bound before the chief priest." For Saul increased the more in strength, and confounded the Jews that dwelt at Damascus, proving that this is the Christ. And when many days were fulfilled, the Jews took counsel together to kill him. But their plot became known to Saul, and they watched the gates also day and night, that they might kill him. But his disciples took him by night, and led him down through the wall, lowering him in a basket. And when he was come to Jerusalem, he essayed to join himself to the disciples, and they were all afraid of him, not believing that he was a disciple. But Barnabas took him, and brought him to the apostles, and declared unto them how he had seen the Lord in the way, and that he had spoken to him, and how at Damascus he had preached boldly the name of Jesus. And he was with them going in and going out at Jerusalem, preaching boldly in the name of the Lord. And he spake and disputed against the Grecian Jews, but they were seeking to kill him. And when the brethren knew it, they brought him down to Caesarea and sent him forth to Tarsus. So the church throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria had peace, being edified and walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Spirit was multiplied. The golden text for this Sunday school lesson is 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 2. I determine not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. The devotional reading is Joshua chapter 1. Now it came to pass after the death of Moses, the servant of Jehovah, that Jehovah spake unto Joshua the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, and go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, into the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, to you have I given it, as I spake unto Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even into the great river, the river Euphrates, and all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea, going toward the going down of the sun, shall be your border. And there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so will I be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Be strong and of good courage, for thou shalt compass this people to inherit the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous to observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest have good success whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate thereon day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then shalt thou have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not affrighted, neither be thou dismayed. For Jehovah thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Joshua chapter 1 and verse 10. Then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, Pass through the midst of the camp, and command the people, saying, Prepare you victuals, for within 3 days you are to pass over this Jordan and go in to possess the land which Jehovah your God giveth you to possess it. Joshua 1 and verse 12. And the Reubenites and the Gadites and to the half-tribe of Manasseh spake Joshua, saying, Remember the word which Moses the servant of Jehovah commanded you, saying, Jehovah your God giveth you rest, and will give you this land. Your wives, your little ones, and your cattle shall abide in the land which Moses gave you beyond the Jordan. But you shall pass over before your brethren armed, all the mighty men of valor, and ye shall help them until Jehovah hath given your brethren rest as he hath given you, and they also have possessed the land which Jehovah your God giveth them. Then ye shall return into the land of your possessions and possess it, which Moses the servant of Jehovah gave you beyond the Jordan toward the sun rising. And they answered Joshua, saying, All that thou hast commanded us we will do, and whithersoever thou sendest us, we will go. According as we hearken to Moses in all things, so will we hearken unto thee. Only Jehovah thy God be with thee as he was with Moses. Whosoever he be that shall rebel against thy commandment, and shall not hearken unto thy words, and all that thou commandest him shall be put to death. Only be strong and of good courage. You know, I've often heard the book of Joshua compared to the book of Acts as the beginning of the Israel, and then the beginning of Acts, the beginning of the spiritual Israel in the New Testament, and there are parallels between them. But then there's also some reference material to read concerning this lesson about Paul and his career, and I want to start reading that in this class. It's found in the book of Galatians. We're going to be looking at Galatians chapter 1 and verse 11 and read through Galatians chapter 2 and verse 10. And here's what Paul would later write about those days. For I will make known unto you, brethren, as touching the gospel which was preached by me, that it was not after man. For neither did I receive it from man, nor was I taught it. But it came to me through the revelation of Jesus Christ. For ye have heard of my manner of life in times past in the Jews' religion, how that beyond measure I persecuted the church of God and made havoc of it, and I advanced in the Jews' religion beyond many mine own age among my countrymen, being more exceedingly zealous for the tradition of my fathers. But when it was the good pleasure of God, who separated me even from my mother's womb, and called me through his grace to reveal his Son in me, that I might preach him among the Gentiles, straightway I conferred not with flesh and blood, neither went I up to Jerusalem to them that were apostles before me, but I went away into Arabia, and again I returned unto Damascus. Galatians 1:18. Then after 3 years I went up to Jerusalem to visit Cephas, and tarried with him 15 days. But other of the apostles saw I none, say James, the Lord's brother. Now touching the things which I write unto you, behold, before God, I lie not. Then I came into the regions of Syria and Cilicia. And I was still unknown by face unto the churches of Judea which were in Christ. But they only heard say, he that once persecuted us now preacheth the faith which he once made havoc. And they glorified God in me. Galatians chapter 2 and verse 1. Then after the space of 14 years I went up again to Jerusalem with Barnabas, taking Titus also with me. And I went up by revelation, and I laid before them the gospel which I preached among the Gentiles, but privately before them who were of repute, lest by any means I should be running or had run in vain. But not even Titus, who was with me, being a Greek, was compelled to be circumcised, and that because of the false brethren privately brought in, who came in privately to spy out our liberty which we have in Christ Jesus, that they might bring us into bondage, to whom we gave place by the way of subjection, no, not for an hour, that the truth of the gospel might continue with you. But from those who were reputed to be somewhat, whatsoever they were, it maketh no matter to me, God accepteth not a man's person, they, I say, who of repute imparted nothing to me, but contrariwise, when they saw that I had been entrusted with the gospel of the uncircumcision, even as Peter with the gospel of the circumcision, for he that wrought in Peter into apostleship of the circumcision wrought for me also to the Gentiles, and when they perceived the grace that was given to me, James and Cephas and John, they who were reputed to be pillars, gave to me and Barnabas the right hands of fellowship, that we should go unto the Gentiles, and they unto the circumcision. Only they would that we should remember the poor, which thing I was zealous to do. Let's begin with Elam's geographical notes. Syria was the country north of Palestine, and, as spoken of in the Bible, distinguished from Phoenicia, and bound on the north by the Amanos and Taurus Mountains, and on the east by the Euphrates and the Arabian Desert, on the south by Palestine, and on the west by Phoenicia and the Mediterranean Sea, near the mouth of the Orontes River. Damascus was its capital. It was in Syria that Paul saw that great light. He was within view of the city of Damascus, and on that road when it came, that city of Damascus, reputed to be by many the oldest city in the world. And so that's where we'll begin this study of Saul as he begins his career. We're going to look at these notes as they have to do with Cilicia and Tarsus and Arabia, But we'll have to do that in our next class.